All right, we're here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar in North Carolina. With me is John Prickett, who's with the College of Veterinary Medicine at Iowa State University. And, John, you talked about oral fluid testing here, basically in the research area, and, you know, especially some of the comparing it to human applications. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they've been using the technology in human medicine for a long time. I mentioned that the earliest report in literature was 1909, 100 years ago. They discovered that oral fluid or saliva from humans had agglutinating properties, which demonstrates the presence of antibodies in that sample. And since then, there's been a lot of research, and there are a lot of assays available for human oral fluid, and particularly HIV is very... it's used a lot for HIV. It's the most common test. It's a rapidly available results within 20 minutes of the sample, and it's a highly accurate test, and that's kind of the direction we're hoping to go in veterinary medicine.
Well, when did the testing then start, research start into using this method with swine in particular?
There have been a few reports in the literature in cattle, and then, you know, kind of describing excretion patterns of different pathogens in swine, but it was never really taken off as a diagnostic technique or a way to identify infected animals or infected populations. It was more of a, you know, with this particular pathogen, you can find it in the oral cavity. That was basically the extent of it. And in a large study, I think in 2004 and 2005, Dr. Jeff Sterman was having troubles getting tonsil scraping samples from pigs and thought, well, you know, maybe if it's on the tonsil, it would be in the oral cavity and maybe we'd pick it up. So he hung a rope and got some preliminary results. And about half a year later, I showed up as a graduate student, and I've been working on it for 4 years now. So,
well, it seems like, I mean, I guess it's something, it almost seems so simple that it was overlooked. I guess it mainly was the collection method that you weren't really thinking of. This rope idea of collecting saliva worked pretty well then.
Yeah, with pigs, I mean, they love it. You know, they have they're very inquisitive by nature, especially when they're, you know, there's not a lot for them to do. And they're always looking for the ropes, and they have fun with it. And, you know, it, from a welfare standpoint, it definitely has its advantages on stress of humans and people. And it's fun to watch them on the ropes. And if it turns out we can use this as a successful technique for surveilling for disease, then, you know, I think the pigs and the people and everybody's going to be better for it.
Well, it seems it's very non-invasive. It seems pretty simple. What diseases can you test for? Have you proven that you can test for with the oral fluid testing?
Well, we have experimental data on PCV2 virus, PRRS virus, and we have good field evidence of influenza virus. There's been some Mycoplasma pneumonia. That's field evidence as well. So basically, we're at the point where we know how to collect the samples. We know that the pathogens are in the samples. We know that there's antibody in the samples. We're trying to further refine kind of the ontogeny of the antibody responses in oral fluid, and it turns out it's different for the different pathogens. And so as a concept, I think we're well established. I think we need to move forward with assay development. It takes a long time and a lot of money to develop these assays and validate them so we really can understand the results that they give us when we use them. And I think that's the point we're at now. You know, it's used, the technique is used in the swine field, or in the swine industry some. But I think once we nail down these assays and then start turning over a lot of data, we're going to hopefully answer some questions and improve pig health on a large scale.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
We're here at the Swine Health Seminar at Boehringer Ingelheim in North Carolina. And with me is Jeff Zimmerman from Iowa State University. And you did a presentation today mainly about oral fluid testing, which we've talked to you about before. But you also talked about, you started off talking about the whole disease control big picture and how we need epidemiological intelligence for disease control. Can you explain that?
Yeah, basically the concept is we need more data about the circulations of pathogens in our swine populations so that we can make intelligent decisions about how to control those pathogens.
And you talked about, you related that also to the H1N1 outbreak. Talk to me about that.
Well, I guess in my opinion, I think that to a certain extent, I think pork producers have been abused by the public health officials. This is not a virus that came from pigs. It's a human virus. But the swine producers have taken a lot of the brunt of the approach that those public health people took, and I think that was wrong. I think that if we had been ready with the data, we could have done a much better job at responding to I'm sure the well-intentioned but poor representation of our swine populations.
And basically, we didn't have control of the message in that case.
Yep, that's right.
Well, now, and you asked the question, is the current infrastructure that we have now working?
I would say not. I think that we just need much more field data. We need much more information about exactly what's going on with pathogens in our swine populations. Particularly as our populations get larger, it becomes much more difficult to control pathogens because larger populations have a much harder time at achieving herd immunity. And so we're going to be in a situation of chronic diseases. This is very similar to what happened to people when they moved from the countryside and began forming cities. Disease was a big problem until we had the kind of infrastructure needed to control those public health problems.
Now, how do you think that oral fluid testing could fit into that and help along those lines?
Well, the concept is we need the data, but it has to be data that we can afford to buy. And so oral fluids are a kind of sample that represents groups of pigs. They're easy to collect. And the assays, I believe, will be relatively cheap by the time we have antibody-based assays. And so it fulfills our objectives at getting cheaper data on our populations.
Well, I have to ask a question. It seems like for human use, oral fluid testing has been done for close to 100 years, I guess. I mean, it goes back that far. Why hasn't anybody ever thought of this before with livestock?
There was one application in livestock. There was some work done in cattle, I suppose about 10 years ago. I may be somewhat wrong on that day, but roughly 10 years ago, looking at E. coli, 0157H7. I think for us, it's a matter of the technology reaching the audience at the right time. In other words, I mean, our populations are bigger. And so for us to look at disease control as a population issue, a barn issue, I think the timing is right.
And maybe it was a collection idea that you didn't really think you could go around and stick something in a hog's mouth to collect saliva?
Right. I think it's more a matter of you're not ready to hear the message until you're ready to hear the message. And I think we're ready to hear the message.
Well, you also talked about some of the things that are in the pipeline down the road. What can we look forward to?
Well, we have groups, research groups at South Dakota State, at Minnesota, at Kansas State, at Iowa State, that are all working on this issue, as well as two groups I know of in Europe, one group in England, one group in France. And so we finally have enough very smart people, highly trained people, working toward developing the assays and making sure that the thing works right.
Timeline?
My prediction is that a year from now, maybe between 12 and 18 months from now, we're going to have antibody-based assays that are ready to go. And that's going to be when we start getting the cost down. PCRs are great assays, but they're expensive. And so antibody-based assays get us the data, but at the price we can afford.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Zimmerman.